Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank.
We hope you're all doing well. Hey, Frank, right out of the box here.
Out of the box.
We got some breaking news for the Rant and Rave podcast. We've hit the big time.
Hit the big time, yeah. I don't know about the big time, but, you know, I kind of wear it as a badge of honor, I think you call that. You know, we do, even though this is a podcast, we do put up our show on video platforms like YouTube and Rumble and so forth. And we got our first strike on YouTube and we had our show taken down. Dave.
We're right up there with President Trump now, getting stuff pulled from YouTube.
And I'm not even sure why exactly. I mean, I'm still trying to kind of figure it out. I had listened to the show a couple times over and over. It might have been I think we got nailed for COVID misinformation by the
even though we were just saying what the CDC has presented to the public.
Yeah, exactly. So the new guidelines, we talked about the new guidelines, I think. And I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is that show got taken down off YouTube, folks. So don't be looking for 24 on YouTube. And it's available everywhere else.
But like you said, I will wear that as a badge of honor.
100%.
Anyway, we hope you're all doing well. It was another crazy week. Let's kick things off with that ho-hum Joe Biden speech. I don't even know what you'd call it since it happened in, you know, April. Was it a state of the something speech, Frank?
I call it state of the spring. You know, the blossoms were out, the cherry blossoms, the Japanese things out in DC there. And I just call it the state of the spring.
The feeble-minded one got up there.
Yeah.
So it was a, you know, tax and spend nonsense, speech. But the greatest, you know, the interesting, was the GOP response, which was given by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
Yeah.
And I've liked him from the beginning and I think he's pretty solid. He got a little wobbly on some stuff when President Trump was in the White House. But
yeah,
anyway, I thought it was a very good response. He got overall very positive feedback. But of course, the left went ballistic.
Yes.
With their racist, condescending nonsense, calling him the hashtag Uncle Tim.
They let that trend on Twitter for quite a long time, by the way, until they shut it down.
I thought he took a very proper, professional response to it all. He handled it a lot better than I would have.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Dave, nothing makes the left more apoplectic than a strong black conservative, because it's a complete anathema to what they believe should be. They're not in the right box, right? You're black, so you must be liberal. And you must worship us and take our handouts and vote for us. And if you don't do that, then you will be crucified just like he is.
You'll be canceled. Yeah. So good for him for putting up the good fight. And he just had some, you know, it was just very good common sense type responses to all this nonsense. Basically saying, hey, it's backwards to fight discrimination with different discrimination.
Yeah. You know, Maxine Waters, and I was just reading something from her this morning, you know, batshit lunatic in the Congress. I mean, they would have, think about it, Dave, they would have no career. They would have no career if it wasn't for racism. Their whole existence depends on racism. For them, it's a business, basically.
The fanning of the race thing is really just reaching very, you know, all-time heights now. It used to just be, you know, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Those are the race hustlers from the old days. Now entire DNC.
And it's almost like in a weird way, dude, it's almost like that's a little bit attractive. Like, you know what I mean? Like I could almost understand what some of those guys were doing back in those days compared to what's happening now, where it's like, I can't even have like eggs. Oh, you don't want the yolk? Oh, you're racist. You don't like the yolk of the egg. Why? It's yellow. Oh, you're anti-Asian. You know, everything is all messed up.
It's beyond belief at this point. So, I mean, you gotta be brave. You have to be firm and brave. You try not to get hysterical with our responses. So I'm going to shout out one positive that I've never heard of him before, but his response, a black Florida rep named Byron Donalds, a Republican down there in Florida. So maybe he's a rising star, but he came out in a support of Tim Scott. And so good for this congressman, because you got to think, as a black conservative, you do, you know,
taking a lot
we have to support these guys. And good. Yeah. Thank you for stepping up and supporting, Tim Scott's message and so on. It's important.
Yeah, no, it's incredibly important. And, you know, I think we have that fortitude on our side, which is fortunate. I know you've mentioned in a previous show, Dave, it's a little bit of an unrelated topic, but I was just thinking about it when you mentioned, you know, having the guts to stand up. And on the rave side of the equation today, you know, we're seeing some really good progress with the states and what they're doing with the election laws. I know it, I'm not sure that's a topic we're going to talk about today, but, you know, Florida passed some stuff. Arizona obviously has passed some stuff and is doing the official recount for Maricopa, Iowa, North Dakota. I mean, a whole bunch of states. Texas just primaried two or three people, no Democrats. Like, they're not even a single Democrat that made it into a primary race in Texas this past week. So I think there's some interesting things shaping up for 2022.
It's very important that all the red states do what they can while things are somewhat, you know, in between elections.
Right.
These are silly things that you think, oh, why do we have to have, you know, have to actually have something on the books saying, yeah, show a voter ID.
Yeah. Well, just point to ID. The last election. And that's the reason why.
And that's
even if they're red states, it doesn't matter.
You got to get them on the books.
Look what happened. You got to get them on the books. Because otherwise you have no standing later when you take it up to the courts. So
you got to make it solid. Now, speaking of that, I do want to talk about, speaking of the election, I'll springboard to this. So
there we go.
My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell was on.
Oh, I love My Pillow. That's a great product.
Great product.
Very comfortable. So,
I was surprised this even happened. We talk about split America. Believe me, if I'm at a cocktail party and some goofball says, "Didn't you love the Jimmy Kimmel show last night?" I'm walking away to the buffet table because I don't want to be anywhere around a person.
A lot of those Kimmel lovers in your industry, don't you?
Oof. I mean, he's such a doof. Anyway, yeah. So for whatever reason, Lindell wanted to get up here on his show, and he did.
Yeah.
And of course, it was a hornet's nest. I swear, Kimmel must have mentioned crack addict about 1,000 times in the interview.
Right.
Just
right.
Trying to emphasize and try to mock and put this guy down who came from a terrible drug addiction.
By the way, just as an aside, I don't think I saw the same references when Hunter Biden was interviewed about his drug addiction, which was pretty profound. And there was a lot of other shit going on there, too.
Yeah, no, heaven forbid. No, they got to prop him up.
Which so I can't talk about here or I'll get striked again by, YouTube.
Yeah, easy does it. We don't want to get banned again. I thought he made some good points. He didn't follow through as much as I would have wanted. Every time Kimmel opened his pie hole, I would have come back with 10 facts about what was going on with the whole election.
Right.
And he kind of, I thought Linda was just way too nice.
Why did he even, I know you watched the whole thing. I didn't see it. Why did he even go on that platform? What's the point? Out of 100 people watching that show, not even one will change their view. So what's the point?
I questioned it, but he did feel the need to. And he's talking about the Dominion lawsuit and all this stuff. And he's going to start a new social network site, which
I did see that. Yeah. And you know what it's going to be called?
I don't have a name yet. I don't know.
It's called Frank.
Oh, that is true. Right. You're all right.
Which is my name. So it's kind of funny. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll be easy to remember.
Shouldn't be difficult. Yes.
he went on about the free stifling of the free speech and the cancel culture. So it's definitely worth watching. But of course, you're only going to go get so far with that goofball Kimmel because he's going to mock you at every opportunity.
Yeah,
and not allow you to actually make a strong point.
Yeah, no, for sure. That dude is just, I me and the whole mainstream media culture, woke nonsense. I don't watch any of that stuff. I don't watch any professional sports anymore. I had a great weekend this weekend, Dave, by the way, watching women's college softball, watch some curling, watch some women's college lacrosse. Let's see what else. I did tune in to watch Premier League this morning. There was another riot over there, so that interrupted that game. And I think you got some breaking news about riots in London and Paris and Italy.
We're recording this as of on the 2nd of May, but of course, May 1st is traditionally it's the big communist May Day parade, right?
Right.
Well, it's not a parade. It's really just riots and rants.
By the way, is it open to all sexual orientations, the May Day parade? I'm just curious.
It is. If you are a far leftist, they don't care what your sexual preference is.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
It was every goofball. I mean,
so it's Tranny Day Parade or what? It doesn't matter. It's all good.
I tell you, Frank, I think you can kind of group all these people into one big basket of lefty, annoying, snotty, spoiled brats.
Totally. By the way, there was a paper out this week. I read it in the science area, the journals. Did you see this? People who have those types of beliefs are like 40% more likely to have mental distress in their lives and suffer significant depression and other anxiety and other related issues. I totally believe that. And they have no God. They have no compass. They have no, you know, very few morals.
So they kind of buzz in their small little world that they've created, but it's echoed back positively by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And social media. So that's the world they exist in. But it was terrible. You look at London and Berlin, especially those two cities, they were on fire yesterday.
Yeah. I guess, if you sort of rewind history, like you said, May Day, Commie Day parade, nothing new, right? I mean, what's surprising to me is they didn't have a thing down Fifth Avenue for de Blasio, that communist over there. I mean, that would have been totally expecting for me.
And I got to tell you, what's been hilarious the last, I don't know, week or so is how de Blasio and Cuomo are going at it. It's a classic blue on blue. I love it. So Cuomo was not left enough. So actually the mainstream libs in New York are actually, I think they're going to try to push Cuomo out and get somebody even more to the left.
Well, like that failed moron Yang, who tried to run in the Andrew Yang. He got like four people supporting him when he tried to run for president. So he's trying to run for mayor to block out de Blasio. But Dave, to your point about this whole back, it's so pathetic. Remember that old TV show, game show called Name That Tune? Remember
Loved
that show?
It. Yeah.
And it's like they would hit one keystroke on the piano and go, and the person would go, I can name that show. I can name that song in one note. Yeah. Right. One note. So this reminded me of de Blasio. I'm going somewhere with this. Be patient. De Blasio and Cuomo last week. So de Blasio said, we're going to fully reopen the entire city of Manhattan, all of New York City. June, I think it was June 1st. July 1st. Okay. Cuomo comes on literally within an hour on Twitter and says, what's wrong with all of May? What's wrong with all of June? Let's open next week. like this pathetic.
I can open the state in 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I can open the state in 3 days.
I can open it in 1 day. Like just this pathetic adolescent back and forth between these commie bastards. It's just hysterical.
Well, because we were just talking about this before we came on about how Disneyland is finally opened in California.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What is it? About 320 days after Disney World opened in Florida.
It was 300 plus days difference.
My Lord.
And Dave, as you know, the COVID-19 virus is much more lethal in Anaheim in California than it is in Orlando, which is why we had to delay the opening. You know that, right?
It's a very smart virus. It knows where to stop at the city and state borders. You know,
we call it a stealth virus, actually. Very stealthy, very stealthy.
So I think as it sits now, California, New York are the two still behind the eight ball as far as opening up.
I will tell you. So, yeah, I think from a legal, whatever perspective, I think that's true. Although, you know, being here in California, I can tell you, we went out with five other couples for dinner last night at a restaurant. It was fantastic. So, you know, I think stuff is definitely opening. I think capacities are like about a third or so in terms of what's allowed. So I think it's getting there.
Let me give one more. We were talking about the May Day nonsense going on there in Europe. I'll give one rave to close us out on this podcast. But a Paris mayor, so she's not the mayor of Paris, but you know, it's just like it's like a suburb area. They call it the seventh arid.
Arrondissement. Yeah, it's like a seventh district.
Her name is Rachida Dadi,
really?
And she's actually a Muslim.
Oh,
from an Algerian immigrant family. And yet she came out in such a great, strong, passionate way about how terrible the lax policies are on radical Islam.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, really fascinating.
I didn't see
that. She's someone to keep an eye on. It was an interesting article. She says the hour is grave. France is in peril. And talking about the riots and that every day there's new cars being burned and there's the no-go zones.
Yeah.
So forget about Macron. He's just a puppet of the global nonsense.
Oh,
but good for her for stepping up. And we'll see if she can continue to make some waves over there.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear about that, but I have friends who live over there, and that's, I mean, that's fantastic to hear. And I think people reach a boiling point ultimately. Yeah. It doesn't matter what your background is, except for liberal commie bastards. They don't ever reach a boiling point.
There's no limit. There's no limit. Well, good. I think that'll do it for our podcast. We appreciate you listening.
Good to see you, dude. Yeah. Take care and we'll see you down the road.